This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The drug fentanyl is a synthetic opioid which can be 100 times more potent than morphine. In a national pattern, fentanyl fatalities have already surpassed those from heroin in many parts of the country, including New England and Long Island, as its use has skyrocketed. Part of the reason for the increase is economic, because fentanyl can be manufactured in a lab. It's much cheaper and easier than cultivating heroin. When women took fish oil in the last 3 months of pregnancy, their babies had a 31% lower risk of developing asthma by age 3, a study has found. A review of thousands of court records and internal agency documents showed that over the last 10 years, almost 200 employees and contract workers of the Department of Homeland Security have taken nearly $15 million in bribes while being paid to protect the nation's borders and enforce immigration laws. These employees have looked the other way as tons of drugs and thousands of undocumented immigrants have been smuggled into the U.S., the records show. They've illegally sold green cards and other immigration documents, have entered law enforcement databases and given sensitive information to drug cartels. In one case, the information was used to arrange the attempted murder of an informant. Number of Russians who have received a positive HIV diagnosis passed the 1 million mark this year. About 850,000 Russians carry HIV, and an additional 220,000 have died since the late 80s, said the longtime head of the Moscow-based Federal AIDS Center, who estimated that at least another 500,000 cases of HIV have gone undiagnosed. A federal appeals court dealt a strong blow to Wall Street's top cop, deciding that the Securities and Exchange Commission's in-house courts don't meet constitutional requirements. A three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Tenth Circuit, based in Denver, ruled 2-1 that the SEC's process for hiring administrative law judges violates a clause of the U.S. Constitution that governs presidential and other appointments. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.